hey, who would have thought putting the guys in the right positions could lead to better defense? And obviously the bats break out, as only the Yankees can do, at the stadium, clobbering the Seattle Mariners. Also from yesterday, BT, we got into it a little bit at 1 o'clock, or no, for an hour, discussing, I almost called him Mike Woodson, Mike Brown.
I've almost done that a few times.
And the Brunson ramifications, Rick Brunson and the coaching staff and all that stuff. But Mike Brown, as we got off the air yesterday, was introduced in a press conference as the new head coach of the New York Knicks. What did you take away from that press conference? You felt good about Mike Brown? I know you were a Mike Brown fan before.
Yep.
What'd you feel like coming away from that?
I feel good. I thought he came across, you know, very very likable, but in charge as well. A totally different presentation from Tom Thibodeau. Now, I've also learned years ago, and it took me a long time to learn this, don't always judge the press conference, you know? I mean, think about some of the ones that we've fallen for, where we're like, God, I really thought this guy was going to be the real deal, and then he falls apart. So I don't want to place too much value in that. It's more, to me, it's what he's done as a coach, and really the differences, Sal, that he's bringing to the table from what Tom Thibodeau used to do. It's just a very different energy. Even though Mike Brown is not young, he just comes across as much more youthful. I think he's going to connect with these players, provided they all buy in, which I think they will. And I'm a Mike Brown guy.
Yeah, I came away from it even less inspired than I was going in. Now, it doesn't mean that the Knicks can't win. I think they're going to have to win in spite of Mike Brown, who I don't think is a good head coach, or certainly not as good as Tom Thibodeau. The word salad babble and coach speak cliches were nauseating. He sounded like he didn't have a clue. I don't know where you get that he's going to be a leader of men from. I didn't get that at all. He wasn't even, couldn't command the room. Now, to your point, does that mean that he can't command, you know, the four as a head coach? No, because we've seen the opposite, where guys do come in and command the room, and they aren't a good head coach. So I'm not going to overreact to the press conference, but I didn't like the hire to begin with. I don't believe he's a better head coach than Tom Thibodeau. Different, yes. Better, no. And in that press conference, he's talking about, what I'm here to do is build a sustained championship team. Well, when have you ever done that before? The answer is, you don't have to look it up. I'll Google for you here. He hasn't. He hasn't done that before. So what would make me think Mike Brown could? I'll tell you who did. Tom Thibodeau built a sustained winner with this team. He changed the culture. You talk about culture, he changed it. He took the Knicks out of the abyss, built a sustained winner. He did it. That is a fact. Now, you want to talk about championship? Neither guy did that. But at least Tibbs got his team to an Eastern Conference final. Mike Brown hasn't been out of the first round since 2012. So I don't know what he was talking about yesterday, what he was trying to say. I did not get the feel that there was a guy that believed in what he was saying, or that would make me inspired that he's going to command this Knicks group and get them to another level.
The guy's respected, Sal. The guy's respected around the NBA, and I think the guy's a good coach. Now, we could obviously disagree on that clearly. I want to know what you think Tom Thibodeau is better at than Mike Brown.
Coaching basketball.
Okay, a little more specific. What's he better at?
Well, he built up, first of all, he's better at coaching in New York. He's more experienced.
We don't know that yet because Mike Brown hasn't done it yet. We don't know that yet.
But that's already, Tom Thibodeau is proven, Mike Brown is unproven.
No, I understand that. But you can't say that unproven can't get it done. You've got to give him a chance to prove that he can or he can't.
Mike Brown has not gotten out of the first round since 2012.
Okay.
What has Tom Thibodeau done? You want to go over his resume?
Well, I know his resume. I don't need to. But I want to give you Mike Brown's resume, because I think that you need to familiarize yourself with something that Mike Brown did that's important.
Well, go ahead, watch.
So we talk about Tom Thibodeau, and the structure and everything that he did to get the Knicks culture flipped around, which we're greatly appreciative of, right? Now, do you realize what the Kings were? Because very similar to the Knicks, Sal. Everybody talks about the Cavaliers with Mike Brown. I think that the Kings situation is almost more interesting. They were a 31-win, a 31-win, and a 30-win team the 3 years before Mike Brown got there.
Right.
Year one, 48. Year two, 46. So
year three?
Fired because it's the Kings.
Well, we don't know what happened there, but he didn't build them up into some sustained winner.
Well, he wasn't given the chance, Sal. But Tom Thibodeau took a step back after the good year early, won 37 games, then make the playoffs. It wasn't like this linear trajectory for Tom Thibodeau with no step backs. It wasn't like up, 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 up. It was up, back, up. The Knicks gave him a chance to rectify the back. The Kings didn't. So I just think that Mike Brown is a lot better than you think. Now, I don't know if he's going to win a championship.
But I want to know what that's based off of. 2 48-win years with the Kings? That's what we're doing? No. Okay, so then give me the addition to that. Because if we go based on resumes, it's not close.
Well, the addition of that is winning a lot of games. I know he had LeBron.
Wow.
Hold on a sec. Yeah. But LeBron was very young. And the rest of the roster that LeBron had was trash. We went through this the other day.
All right.
Varejao. Not that he was trash. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
It, but
no Hall of Famers next to him.
So,
Zilgauskas.
But where is it then proven that he's a good head coach? Like, you could look at
record. He's got a better winning percentage in the regular season and playoffs than Tom Thibodeau.
Right, but he had the greatest player, the greatest player in the history of the sport.
Yes.
Even if he was young, he was still incredible.
Well, but even you will admit, Doug Collins, who had a young Michael Jordan, didn't reap the rewards that Phil Jackson did when he got a more mature Michael Jordan.
Right, and how long was Mike Brown with LeBron James?
I want to say maybe four. I don't have it for four.
It was there for four years, maybe.
The
fact that you can't win a championship with LeBron James to me was disappointing.
Dude, think about some of the teams going through men. I mean, Garnett's team. He was a pup, LeBron James.
The Knicks brought in Mike Brown saying championship.
Understood.
One problem with that.
Yep.
He hasn't won one.
Neither is Tom Thibodeau.
Okay, but so then how is he better?
Well, I'm not saying he's better. I'm saying where he's different could equate to better.
How?
Don't you think, or do you think that energy and synergy and body language and inspiration matters? Do you think that it matters?
I think so.
Okay. Tom Thibodeau and his miserable look, I think it just got old, man. Especially when you're coaching guys who are, 25, 26, 27. Now, Mike Brown is not young, as I said before. Mike Brown projects a lot more, to me, positive energy and realness, and I think relatability to the modern NBA than Tom Thibodeau. I really do.
But you make it sound like Tibbs' energy wore old or wore thin on the players.
It did. The exit meetings is the reason why he's gone.
They did.
They're like, I don't want to play for this guy anymore.
Who's that?
We don't know, but you know. We think it was Cat.
It was Cat Bridges. Cat was here 1 year.
I understand that,
and
but he's going to be here.
What? He's a soft-ass you-know-what.
Okay.
Call Anthony Towns.
Listen, I don't like the fact that...
And Bridges, same thing. Put him in the same boat. Here's the argument against that. Like, because I understand that logic. Hey, his personality, it could wear thin on players. Maybe they're tired of it. Well, then how come they never went backwards? How come this year, if they were so tired of Tibbs' act, how come this year they went further?
Because they have too much talent.
But they went further than they've ever gone before.
Because
the organization has gone in 25 years.
Yeah, which is what makes this complex, which I get.
But that's the whole point. This is not... I'm not saying Tom Thibodeau is the greatest coach ever. I'm saying Tom Thibodeau had great success with the Knicks.
I'm not debating that. What I'm pushing back on, you're basically saying Mike Brown's a scrub.
Correct.
That is nuts. That is insane.
BT, he hasn't gotten out of the first round since 2012.
Sal, he's basically Tom Thibodeau, Sal. Yeah. Except the Eastern Conference Finals appearance last year for Tom.
But he's got
one as well.
I don't know how
with LeBron, so it doesn't count.
I don't know how he's Tom Thibodeau when let's say he had LeBron, right? And even if you take that out, he was very good with Cleveland. What happened with the Lakers? So now we're supposed to just say, the Kings are a mess. Well, why did he get fired from the Lakers in year two?
Well, I don't know the exact circumstances, but it doesn't mean that they were right.
So twice. I know, me neither. It doesn't mean that they're right.
Why did Tom Thibodeau get fired from the T-Wolves and they got better when he moved on?
Yeah, but then he also went somewhere else and was there a long time.
Why did he get fired from Chicago? Like, he got fired other times too.
Understood, but he was there more than just a year.
I get that. I don't know. I admit I don't know what happened with the Lakers.
Me neither.
I don't know.
Me neither. But I do know
this. I know we didn't have Kobe, Shaq, and like the team that Phil Jackson had.
I do know this.
Twice, he had Kobe, but not, you know what I'm saying.
Twice he was hired. After LeBron, he was hired twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once was 1 year, and then he got fired early the next year.
Yep.
The other was 2 years, and then he got fired the next year. That's just what happened. I don't know why. Maybe it's the organizations, multiple, plural. Maybe it's not. But that's what happened. That did not happen with Tom Thibodeau.
Okay. Now, but you're not saying that he's a volatile personality. If you were saying that, to me, that would make a lot more sense because there has been an element of, all right, 1 year here, gone, 2 years here. I'll be like, all right, I got you. You're saying he's not a good coach.
I'm saying I don't think he's as good a coach as Tom Thibodeau.
And I said, I think that's offensive to Mike Brown.
But I don't know.
About Pat Riley here. But I don't know.
But I don't know. Again, you need to give me something that you're basing it off of.
I just did.
You gave me 2 years.
He turned around one of the most moribund franchises around, and not just in the NBA.
But Tom Thibodeau did it to a greater level with the Knicks.
Because he was given more time to see it through. And oh, yeah, by the way, he had better players. I know Malik Monk is good. I know their players are something, you know. But he didn't have Jalen Brunson. He didn't have Cat. Didn't have two wings. Didn't have Randall. Now, here's the other thing, Sal. Tom Thibodeau, this to me is crazy. If you ask anybody, hey, what's Tom Thibodeau's best characteristic? He's tough. He's old school. They play defense. Or like they used to play defense. You know, he's just an old school guy. They didn't practice. When you have a team that wants to win a championship telling us, hey, we got to practice a little bit more. Like, I like Tom. He's good. But, like, we didn't practice. The starters did not practice. So when I sit there, I'm like, man, why don't Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson have more synergy on the pick and roll offensively? Well, I don't know. Maybe because they didn't practice it together.
So Mike Brown, just so we're clear,
yeah,
he coached the young LeBron, right?
Yes.
So the second year as he was a head coach in Cleveland, that was the
year. What year was that, Sal? Just give me the year.
He started in 05, 06 was his first year as a head coach.
Conference finals was what year again?
The second year they went to the finals.
Yeah, but what year was that, though?
06, 07.
Oh, okay, got it. Keep going.
So then the young LeBron excuse should be thrown out the window because he went to the NBA finals his second year as a head coach. 3 years after that, he didn't get back to that level. While winning 45, 66, 61 games. So I'm supposed to believe that guy with LeBron James that went to an NBA Finals in his second year, that won 66 games, 66 won games, won 61 games after winning 66 the year before, and failed to get back to another NBA Finals, is supposed to be a championship head coach?
No, I'm not saying that.
Arguably the greatest player in the world.
I'm not saying that.
Had a 66-win team, two back-to-back 60-win season with the greatest player in the world who was aging, and failed to get back to even an NBA Finals. I'm sorry, but I can't look at that guy as being the guy that's going to get them over the hump as being a championship head coach.
I understand that, but now, like, that to me resonates more than saying he's not good.
I didn't think
I'm just trying to establish us a floor for the poor guy. Tom Thibodeau's Red Holtzman.
The floor is that there's talent here, so they should win in spite of who the head coach is. But also, Tom Thibodeau set the groundwork for Mike Brown to come in and be successful.
No doubt.
And all he can do to be better than Tibbs is get, at the very least, to the NBA Finals. Something he's failed to do every single year of his life as an NBA head coach.
How many times Thibodeau got there?
Except for one.
One more than Tom Thibodeau.
With LeBron James.
Okay. I understand that. Who's Casey Jones without Larry Bird?
I'm confused.
He's just a former player.
I don't get how you can, like, based on any metric whatsoever, definitively say Mike Brown is better than Tom Thibodeau.
Well, first of all, he runs offensive circles around him. Last year, the years when he went to Sacramento, he literally, I mean, this is provable, turned them into the most, unstoppable NBA offensive force. He is an elite offensive coach. So, to me, that's where I start. He is a better offensive coach than Tom Thibodeau. Now, again, I'm not trying to turn this into...
The Knicks didn't even want him!
Want who?
They didn't even want Mike Brown! They wanted Jason Kidd! If Mike Brown was such a coaching god with an offensive mind, then why do they need this offensive... Why do they need the assistant? Barreo, whatever his name is. Why do they need him?
I don't know if they need him as much as they want him. Why does any coach need an assistant? Why did Parcells have Belichick? I don't know the answer. Why did Pat Riley have Van Gundy? I don't know.
I don't think Mike Brown is as much of an offensive genius as even you're giving him credit for.
Look at the numbers from Sacramento. It's provable. They were ridiculous. Now, by the way, the Cavaliers team.
They were ridiculous to what extent?
They led the league in offense in terms of pace, in terms of points per game. They were unstoppable. Now, they had no wings.
Right.
So... Now he's got wings who could D it up. Like, what he did offensively with the Kings is really, really impressive.
Hey, they won 48 and 46 games.
Now, 48 games. How many times did Tom... That's what Tom Thibodeau does.
Oh, well, if it's a great elite offense, could he not win 50 games?
He could if he had a modicum of defense.
Tom Thibodeau won 51 games this year, 50 the year before. And he won 50 in Chicago.
With the top 10 player, Derrick Rose winning the MVP. Getting hung up on... Is Mike Brown the perfect hire? Is nothing that I think we need to get hung up on. Because I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm just saying he's highly viable. I'm very interested to see how he does, and I'm happy that he's here. Like, that's my scouting report. It was time for change. Now, this is nothing new. Whether I'm right, wrong, prove it to be right, prove it to be wrong. I don't even care, really. But I was saying about this about Tom Thibodeau the whole year. And as my partner, you heard me say that.
Right.
All the time. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know about Tom Thibodeau. I don't know about Tom Thibodeau. To the point where during the playoffs, I'm like, I think they got to move on from Tom Thibodeau.
Right, but never once did you say, well, Mike Brown's got to be the guy. Because we were looking at championship, and you were saying maybe Malone.
Correct.
Or maybe a younger, innovative guy. Not correct. Mike
or
Brown.
Or trade for Spoelstra.
Yeah.
No, I gave you names. But I didn't say Mike Brown. I admit that.
And I was consistent the other way, saying I would not move on from Tibbs. However, if it got to a point where I felt, okay, well, he can't get them over the hump, sure. It's got to be a championship guy. Everybody's making it sound like Mike Brown is some championship head coach because he's won as an assistant. That's not the same. Tom Thibodeau won a championship as an assistant, too.
Celtics, yeah, no, I never throw that out there. I know you're not saying that, but like, all right, great. You're a little piece of the puzzle. Fantastic. You weren't the head coach. So I don't really go to that too much. But remember the show, and I remember reading the book Showtime, I think it was Perlman and the series on HBO, the way Westhead was fired and the way Pat Riley was brought in, Magic right. made a power play, right?
Right?
Westhead was older at that point. He wasn't like a 35-year-old kid, he was older. And then Pat Riley, you know, who was also very young, you know, he became Pat Riley because of what he inherited. And I'm not saying that Mike Brown's going to become Mike Brown because of what he's about to inherit, but it's a pretty damn good start. I always thought the Knicks needed a change, at least this year. I think if you're going to change, it's got to be conceptually and personality, or at least one of the two. And for me, it's both, because Mike Brown's a different personality than Thibodeau, and he's definitely a different coach because he's an offensive guy more than Thibs. So I like it for multiple reasons, and I'm really prepared to let this, you know, to see this through. I thought he was good yesterday, man. I thought he was loose.
He's fumbling all over himself.
Well, I mean, we all fumble over a word or two. Big damn deal.
No, no.
Because his syntax wasn't perfect. He's not the man for the job.
He did not inspire to me to be in command. He was more on his heels. I mean, I don't know if I was intimidated by the New York media or just not. There was not a clear, decisive plan or message, or he was not in control. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't coach. I'm just saying that I was not like, oh, okay. Whereas other teams I've seen hire somebody before, I was like, this guy, I don't like this guy. And then I watched the press conference. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Now I understand the hire.
Yeah.
I watched that.
I've been there too with that.
I feel even worse than I did before, and I didn't love it to begin
with. My emotions didn't. Like, there wasn't additional reinforcement. There wasn't like, oof, God, that was Adam Gase level. It was just like, okay, I've heard him speak enough. Because he's coaching the finals. He's been a coach. I know what his, you know, speech patterns are, his energy. I know what players say about him. I mean, if he would have like nailed the press conference, I still think you would have held true to what you say about him as a coach. I think you may have felt a little bit better about maybe, because I saw you last night on TV. That's why I want to talk about this. I heard you say to Eamon, you're like, I feel worse about it. You know, sound going nuts. I'm like, all right, well, I know we'll talk about this on the show. But to me, it really doesn't matter, you know, what I think about his performance yesterday or what you think. It's what the players think. And I know the NBA, the players respect him.